Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fire. Big last hour coming up. I'd love your thoughts as well if you wanted to join in the conversation with us. Good morning, wherever you may be listening to us. The IMAR Insurance open line is on if you want to have your say and if you want to join in with this, the Friday Agenda.
The Friday Agenda.
Kingy, I'm going to let you kick us off this morning. We had a discussion, didn't we, whether the agenda would be back, the Friday agenda.
Are you happy that it's back?
I think so. I think it's just a nice informal way to discuss some topics that we haven't got to. It gives Johnny, the voiceover man, an opportunity to have his voice played, and I love Johnny, so that's good. And it gets our audience to, you know, if they want to flag something with us and put it on the agenda, they can do it.
I like it. I like where you went there. That was quite creative. It took a long while to give him a clip, but well done. Question. Have we seen the biggest back office error for some time that could drastically affect the premiership chances for the Brisbane Lions in 2023?
Biggest? Fill me in.
August 7 last year versus Carlton, Marcus Adams went down with concussion. From that moment, he never played another game or another minute of AFL football, and they had to operate without him. So they've seen their lineup without him, and Jack Payne goes down back, and they tried to sort of hold ground, and ultimately they ran a little bit short and lost in a prelim final to the Cats. 8 weeks later, the Western Bulldogs signed Liam Jones, who was underneath the eyeballs of all in Brisbane. They would have met with him. They would have analysed whether they need to address their issue at fullback, given the fact that there's a full likelihood, and the medicos would be all over this. They know the percentages of what we may see him back for the start of the season. There's a 60% chance.
I don't think anyone knows.
There might be a 20% chance we don't see him for the first 6 weeks. There might be a 20% chance he never plays again. There would have been numbers run across that. At that point, they needed to make a decision to cover fullback. Now, Dara Joyce has been put onto the list, and I'm not necessarily saying these guys are not going to be any good. Jack Payne's played 30-odd games of footy. I'm not sure whether he's in and ready to go and a high-quality fullback that can lock down guys like, you know, Tom Hawkins and Aaron Norton and these guys that are going to come up in a final series.
Gurno Mackay.
Dara Joyce, he's played 2, 3, 5, and 3 games the last 4 years. So,
yeah.
I'm just concerned that a decision made in the cool, clear light of day, and we won't have the answer on this till September, and that's assuming that Harris Andrews plays a full year. What if he misses a block of 6 weeks? Where to then?
Because we've been so complimentary of Brisbane and what they've done, and you're right, that the one area of the lack of height. Now, Gunston, he's played back before. They would not want to do that.
We can't play key back. I mean, you're talking about a big body against the big beasts.
No, I understand that. And if Harris Andrews can't do that, Stasevich is not tall enough to do that either, but he's good at playing above his height. Gunston
next day's gone.
So then you're very reliant on Danaher and Hipwood, which historically haven't been very reliable, both of them, at the one time. So it's a good question. So how did you phrase the first line of that? Have we seen the biggest error?
Back office error. Because if you make these decisions in the cool, clear light of day, there's no stress on making this decision first week October, first week September, from a back office point of view. Okay, the day-to-day runnings of the footy club and winning big finals is all-consuming for everyone that can impact game day. But those doing the list and the balancing of the books and, you know, who's coming on, who's going off, and clearly they had a lot going on. So they've done a great job with who they've acquired. I just feel like they've missed a position here.
All right, this is the Friday Agenda. It's all thanks to WD-40. Register online for the Repair Challenge 2023. It's a good start from you. Mine's a bit more of just a softer sort of chuck it out there sort of one. It's not as hard hitting as you. But well, Luke Shuey spoke yesterday, and there's a whole heap of things that I could have replayed about Luke. And finally, the club admitted that they weren't fit. Now, after everyone denying that that wasn't the case and they were fit, Luke Shuey said, "Yep, where there's smoke, there's fire. We could have been fitter." That's not what I want to talk about. He said that the Eagles want to be the Collingwood of 2022 and push from, you know, outside the, well, the, from the bottom four into the eight. I don't think it'll be the Eagles, Kingy, but who is the team most likely to be the Collingwood of 2022 this year?
Gee, that's
I'm struggling to find it because, I mean, who's in the running, really? Hawthorn? No. North Melbourne? Probably not. Adelaide? I don't think it'll be Adelaide. I don't think Adelaide are capable of playing in a prelim final this year like Collingwood were. And then you go to, well, could it be St Kilda, Essendon? But I don't know if there's going to be one. I mean, we all speak
Giants,
about Collingwood
coach,
and what they did.
Some unknowns.
Yeah, still got probably the most likely because they've still got a core group of very good players with a lot of youngsters around them.
So Port Adelaide won 10 games. Where does that sit in your criteria?
Yeah, well, it's probably not going from bottom four to a prelim. So it's difficult to do.
Okay. So you're basically saying the season will be run by 12 teams?
Yep, I am. I am.
That's
I
a am. Doom and gloom. It's day one.
No, I can write off a number of teams. I can. Luke Hodge was on the show the other day. I said, Hodgie, who can't make the final? He said, I don't know if there's anyone. He goes, and then he said, oh, maybe Hawthorn. I reckon there's seven that can't already.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Let's do it. So West Coast, no.
Why no? This is one that I think it could bring some feedback at the end of the year because they were seriously unhealthy for the last 18 months.
Well, I think that the health of the group is going to be an issue again. I mean, Luke Shuey doesn't get through full seasons of football. Elliot Yeo doesn't get through full seasons of football. Nick Natanui, you know, it's going to be tough for him to get through full seasons of football. Oscar Allen, there's a lot of question marks over his body. Shannon Hearns, he's old now. And what can you expect from him? Who's going to kick the goals? Josh Kennedy's not there. He's been a 50-goal forward for them for a long period of time. So I just have too many questions over the Eagles.
So many Eagles haven't seen yet, though, mate.
But not elite top-end talent draft picks that have been on the list for 4 or 5 years that are ready to go.
Campbell Chesser we haven't seen. He was pick 14 last season.
Yeah. Second year, it's going to be tough for him
to make a big impact. There's so many we haven't seen. That's my only reservation. I think they could surprise a few. They're not a two-win team like they were last year.
They'll be carnage if they're a two-win team. There'll be absolutely carnage out there. Hawthorn, no for me. The Giants, no. Gold Coast, no. Essendon.
Gold Coast?
I think there's too many question marks over them as well. I don't think they improved in the off-season, where a number of teams did. Essendon, you listen to Brad Scott's language. He's preaching patience. So for that, to me, it says, you know, a bit of time for the Bombers, and they're quite young. So, yeah, anyway, I've put it out there. I could be proven wrong and someone will clip this up at the end of the season and replay it, but that's fine.
Under promise and over deliver, I think, at the Bombers.
With Brad, yeah,
smart. Talk them down. Don't create any headlines and try and sneak up on a few. They do lack for a little bit in terms of their targets forward of centre. They still miss that one big-bodied defender.
Luke's going to join in on the IMAR Insurance open line on the agenda. He's in Sandringham. G'day, Luke.
Not there.
Got you there, Luke? No, we'll get Luke back in a moment. The other one I wanted to flag with you, unless you've got something else, is I did see that Cam Rayner might be having a positional change to halfback, Kingy.
Do you think that's long-term?
Would be an error for me. Everyone's looking for it, and you've spoken about it as much as anything. Everyone's looking for that centre-bounce player that goes forward and does damage. Tom Papley, you were big on last year.
Yeah.
So if you've got that, and Cam, right, I thought he took massive strides last year into being what everyone wants from Dustin Martin, what the Dogs tried to do with Bontempelli, Isaac Heaney, I mean, Jake Stringer when he's up and going, Jordan DeGoey, everyone wants one. The Lions have got one, and the thought is to push him to halfback. Now, that might have just been a trial that they had looking to press, so I don't know. I might be barking up the wrong tree. I haven't seen the train. But if that was the case, that would be an error.
So this feeds into my discussion, right? At what stage do you know what you've got? At what stage do you know, yep, this is the player that we've recruited? He's now 23. Mm-hmm. He's played 87 games, Cam Rayner. This is what he is. He's a forward pocket type that can be that can outmark his like sized opponent in a contested marking sense on occasion. He's a very good crummer, but he's not a midfielder, and he's probably not a centre bounce player. Mm. At what stage do you say, you know what, let's give up on that and let's just put him back to where he's strong and where he can actually win a game for us?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the exact answer to
five
it.
5 years? Had, 4 years?
Yeah, well, he had the knee, so I mean, you've got to give him
well, not,
some time.
Even not just him specifically. Like, at what stage do you say this is the commodity?
4 years, 50 games. Between 40 and 70 games.
I think they've tried this with Rayner. They've tried it with Bailey. Aren't they just half-forward flankers?
I think Rayner can be a bit more than that. I think he can be a centre-bounce impact type.
Yeah. Yeah, the jury's out for me. I think that they've lacked that extra midfielder and they've tried to create one from half forward. And then they've thought, I think in this offseason, nah, let's just go and get a Dunkley and just get the midfielder that can go both ways and play the way we need to play in there.
All right. And the other one that I had Harris Andrews on the show last night, and you're always a bit nervous when you have a player on that you've been quite strong on a couple of occasions. Last year,
it's a regular occurrence for you.
Last year, I said
you wouldn't interview anyone.
Harris Andrews is 25. He looks 65. It was a bit of a throwaway line, but you know what I mean when I say that, because at times he does look like he struggles to bend over and pick up the ball. So I put that to him. He hadn't heard the criticism, which was a relief. But Jared said to me, "Well, what if he was injured?" I said, "Well, how would I know if he was injured, Jared?" He said, "Well, but he might have been." I said, "But if a player is out there, I can't change the opinion that I have because he might be carrying an injury that I've got no idea about." When you are commentating on a game, do you factor the likelihood that a player could be carrying an injury before you critique their performance?
Oh, wow. Only coming back from injury, I think you have to factor in, but not.
No.
Once they've declared themselves right to go. And I found myself in a little bit of trouble with Tarryn Thomas last year. I criticised his body language in a game in Tasmania. I think it might have even been against the Crows. And they just – I was unaware that his grandmother had passed away that week. So those sorts of things, unless you're advised of those, unless if clubs want to put out reports saying these players are carrying injuries, we will then address that accordingly. But that's not going to happen, the injury status of a player.
And it should, because other bigger sports than AFL do it, instant injury reports as it happens. You look at the NBA, you look at the NFL, star quarterback goes off. Within 5 minutes, you've got a report whether he's likely to come back on, what the initial diagnosis of the injury is. So you're right. Unless the clubs are going to do that, then we just call it as I see it. Now, there's examples where a player might get a massive corky in the first quarter. He goes off, he gets strapped out, but comes back on, he's inhibited. Of course, you factor that in. But if Patrick Cripps is carrying a back injury and he's playing every game for the year and he's putting himself out there, you can't change your opinion, I don't think.
So there's a couple of little bits of feedback for us. It's first day back, so we take all feedback on board. Biggest front office errors of the off season by SCN. Too much of King and Corns.
We're only one that week.
Come on, Rick.
Rick. Come on, Rick. Give us a chance. That was the Friday agenda. Thanks to WD-40. Register online for the Repair Challenge 2023 for a share in over 15 grand in prizes.